go just slightly over. So I'll go to the last question in chat. Tom asked a question about kind of scale of commercial versus research sites, particularly around EMF concerns, existing research on cable placement. And I don't know, Celine, if you can speak to that briefly, maybe the difference between a research project versus a commercial scale project.
So the components that make this different from a large scale project are the number of turbines. So we're looking at 12 or fewer. When you look at the areas that are have been commercially leased south of here, they are often 10 times the size of this project. So it's this number. We still understand that it does have an impact, doesn't have a, does take up space of 16 square miles or less. And what was the last question, Pat?
Yeah, let me just go back to, I lost it there for a second. And I think there's just, I think it's also concerns about EMF and research going on that, and whether that, whether the size of, say, the transmission cable from a smaller research array versus a large commercial development could matter in terms of impact from EMF because of the size of the cable, essentially.
Yeah. Chris, what is the cable size on this one?
So probably 66 kV. So that's relatively low compared to the big projects further south. So to Troy's question earlier, there would be much less EMF impact.
Great.
Thank you. I don't know if you can hear me.
This is, yeah, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
My question really was around in terms of the electromagnetic disturbance that if when you get a farm 10 times the size of this, I would assume that the amount of megawatts going through those cables is going to be substantially more. Is this research project going to give you good data as to what effect bearing a cable this size versus a full-blown transmission is going to be? And my second part of that question was, what about vibration transmission through the water column from the floating arrays? Anybody looked at that in terms of fish migrations? Is there any data that's been looked at either in Europe or other places on that?
So on the first question, I think we'd certainly hope that this project would give us more information about the EMF impacts. I don't know the answer to the second question about vibration, Meredith or Chris.
I don't know either. I'm sorry. We can certainly try to see what we might be able to find and get back to you.
It falls into the category of the research that needs to be done because there really aren't many floating offshore wind turbines around the world. Ones and twos.
Thanks, Chris. There's additional comments in chat, which we will absolutely save. I'm going to get our last two commenters in, Troy and then David, turn it back to Selena to wrap up. So Troy, over to you and then to David.